This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess.
Hey, it's The Morning Mess. It's time for another one. It's staycation setup time. Can we say good morning to Holly?
Morning.
Hi.
Miss Holly, we hear there's a situation in your relationship with Lucas, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Something's going on. I feel like he's cheating with somebody, but it's crazy because it's somebody that we've both actually hooked up with in the past.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. In my book, what he's doing is cheating.
He said in your bones. So let's speak about that. So you hooked up with this girl that you think he's cheating on you with?
Yeah. So I've been with him for 3 years and we've liked to, you know, keep things adventurous sometimes. And we had this idea, it was probably a few months ago, where we just decided to try something new and invite someone else into our bedroom for the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is better, your boyfriend or this chick?
I'm not answering now.
She was. Yeah.
No.
Hello. Wow.
Girl, that is a terrible answer, but okay, we're not here to judge you right now. So you guys had your moment together, the three of you in the bedroom. Fabulous. Do all the exploring that you want.
I was 100% okay with it. I was like looking forward to it. I set it up. I found the person. I made the rules.
Joey.
Oh, wow. You made the rules and everything.
Ooh.
Got it?
Ooh, what were the rules?
You know, what we're not supposed to see this girl again. That it was a one-night thing, and that it was just like complete one-time thing, and that if I was uncomfortable, we'd end it immediately. And same for him, and same for her, obviously. So I wasn't convinced to do something. I didn't want to or anything like that at all. But the one thing that I was not allowed to do was, like, he's not allowed to have any private time with her, period. It's all of us or just me, but like never just her.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So you guys had your moment, you set your rules, everybody agreed to it. So like, why do you think now that he's cheating on you with her?
Well, I think he's been talking to her behind my back, and I think that they've been sending each other like nude pictures.
Oh.
And other, like inappropriate text messages. I went through his phone and I didn't find any messages, but I did find a bunch of shirtless photos of himself in his phone. And some of him, like, just in boxers, and some of them that were more graphic than that, which
And he didn't send those to you, obviously.
No, he's never sent them to me. So I asked him about it, and he said it makes him feel confident to take pictures, but then after that, he changed his passcode on his phone.
Oh.
So it's all, like, pretty suspicious, and
right.
I don't have a great feeling about it, and I really want to get to the bottom of it.
Or the top of it. So you don't want to answer that one question. This girl was better than your man, right?
Like, this is just already so crazy. I just don't want to talk about it, really.
Does she have thick thighs? Oh my
God. Okay. All that aside, I do have a question. Do you know her? Do you think this is something she would do?
I mean, I don't know her. It's like a friend of a friend of a friend. You know, I didn't want to, like, do it with somebody that we both knew.
Right. It's like a third cousin you know that you could get with, right?
It's a little bit more anonymous, yeah.
And has this girl ever tried to reach out to you alone? Like maybe she's... Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just her man.
Yeah.
I think we have enough here to go on. My goodness. I mean, obviously you suspect us. What's her name again?
Tessa.
Tessa? Or Tesla?
Oh, my God.
No. Tessa.
Okay. Sometimes you got to test drive that Tesla. You feel me? All right. Okay. Well, let's call Lucas up. And do the staycation setup. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and ask him who wants to put on that reservation. If he says your name, Holly, obviously, you're probably in the clear. If he says Tesla, then, you know, you have a situation at hand and you got to, I don't know, you got to make a decision. So obviously, your man's out there trying to risk it to get that Tesla's biscuit.
Okay, no, there's no Tesla, but we do have counseling services for you no matter what happens. Okay, Holly?
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. Okay, Joey?
Hmm. What? Thighs? What?
Oh my God, we're gonna find out what's going on up next with the staycation setup. It's the Morning Mess.
Morning Mess, we're back at it. Staycation setup. Okay, we spoke to Miss Holly. She needs our help. She has suspicions that her man Lucas might be cheating on the relationship. They try to spice up their love life and invited someone into the bedroom. A friend of a friend, she said. It's kind of like, it's kind of dating your fourth cousin. Is it really that bad? They didn't really know this girl named Tessa, but their rules. Now, Holly, what was your number one rule with this menage that you had with your man?
He wasn't going to have any, like, alone time with her, like, any private time. I had to be there.
And that's honestly a really solid rule because that makes you feel comfortable, but right now you're thinking that neither of them are following that rule.
Right.
Was this a one-time thing? Was this a one-night affair?
Yeah, it was a one-time thing. It was fun. We talked about it that it was fun, but it was kind of weird, so we weren't going to do anything ever again, and we just ended it. And then I saw these pictures, and now he's just been acting strange and, like, changing his passcode, and it just seems really fishy.
All right. Well, let's do the staycation setup with your man Lucas. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Anish is going to play the front desk clerk. Anish, you can ask that one important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
If he says Tessa, he's messing with that girl. Is it over?
Yeah. Yes. Can't be honest with me. And oh, gosh.
That's fair. You should be honest in a relationship, girl. And just know we have counseling services on standby. No matter what, we are here for you. We're Team Holly. So we got your back, okay?
Thank you.
Very welcome.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Lucas?
Yeah, how did you get this number?
Oh, Lucas, hi. Well, I got this number off of an online database. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. I'm calling with some really good news here. You've actually been selected as our grand prize winner. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're going to include a honeymoon package. This is all part of our romantic weekend stay. So I wanted to call, let you know about some of these details, congratulate you on being a grand prize winner, and see if we can set you up.
I didn't enter any contests. I don't think I am a grand prize winner.
Okay. Well, I do see that your name and number matches on the info I have in front of me. We were actually working with Google and Yelp, and I believe you've done reviews on their websites in the past, so we were hoping you could come get your romantic weekend stay and maybe review it on their websites in exchange.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing we're doing in partnership with them. So it's really simple. You come stay with us, no deposits, fees, or taxes. Then you just review on those websites, and I can just set you up so that we can personalize your stay. I just need to get your okay for us to continue.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Hopefully I'll give you guys a good review.
That's what we're hoping for. So let me go ahead and get started, Lucas. With this romantic weekend stay, it's designed for you and a guest. We start the weekend off by giving your guest of honor a personalized note. So you have the option to put in your own message in there just to set the mood right for the weekend. So what would you like that note to say?
Oh, that's a good one. Give me a second to think about it.
Okay.
Do I go with, like, sexy or meaningful? I got it.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great message. I actually already have that typed in. My next question for you, Lucas, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Her name is Tessa.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, so Lucas, legally we have to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess.
What?
Yeah, your girl Holly's on the line.
Oh my god. I don't even know Holly? What to say, but this like completely makes sense. I can't believe you. What the f***?
What are you seriously talking about? Okay.
Maybe, what am I talking about? This is the one rule that you had, was that you didn't go see her, and now you're just gonna f***ing break it? Was it worth it? Seriously.
It's not like I'm meeting somebody that you don't know.
What?
What?
Okay, this isn't a conversation we should have on the radio.
Nah, let's do it. We have nothing to do. We're in quarantine. We this is what we live off. Please.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, okay. Lucas, so I got a question for you. Who is better?
This is none of your business. This is a conversation between me and my girlfriend, okay?
Which one? Holly or Tesla?
I'm not your girlfriend anymore, you ass.
You haven't even said I'm sorry. You're not even giving an explanation. Like, can you give her something?
Exactly.
Why am I sorry? I haven't done anything. You asked me for a name, and I gave you one. That's not cheating.
It happens to be the name of the girl you had a menage with. You couldn't say your girl Holly's name, just in case it was real?
Seriously.
It doesn't matter, because it wasn't real.
It kind of does.
Okay. This is ridiculous. Holly.
About as ridiculous. You know what I'm going to do? Maybe I should send the radio station the shirtless pictures you've been probably f***ing sending her and all of your passcodes. You think I'm stupid?
I don't. What's his password? Let's say it on the air. What's his password for his phone?
No.
Okay.
Say it.
Say it.
I don't think you're an idiot at all.
What is it, Holly?
2141.
Oh.
That's not true.
What's his mom's maiden name?
Oh my gosh.
Richie.
Oh my god. Stop talking, Holly, please.
Maybe you should have f***ing stopped talking.
And for the win, the last four of his social. Go ahead, girl.
Okay, no.
Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Oh, damn it. We were almost there, guys. We would have bought a Tesla, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how about some counseling services?
I don't need any counseling services. He f***ing needs the counseling, clearly.
What do I need counseling for? I didn't do anything.
Because you're a shitty f***ing person, that's why.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
You're trying to expose me on the radio and I'm the f***ing person? Are you kidding me?
You expose yourself.
That part, girl.
Listen, are you done, Holly, with Lucas here?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. We're not done chatting.
We're totally done, Wildcat. Hold on. Okay, did she hang up?
I can put her on hold. Hold on one second, Holly.
If you guys really want to get in on this, we got enough information. I know this team of guys called the Green Bay Hackers. We can get into this guy's account and we can come up, y'all.
Absolutely not.
Anish, are you down, bro?
I mean, I low-key need to get some more games for my Nintendo Switch.
Let's get it. Oh my gosh.
What? It's only $60.
Only?
Calling them now.
Beep, boop, 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 beep.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.